and diversity of the recorded documents. Therefore, in cooperation with the projects, a decentrally working system is set up with which all colleagues of this CRC can record and manipulate their data as well as later on publish them on the internet. The aim is the development of a database application based on a client-server architecture which offers the following prospects for the common work in the CRC. This application provides the researcher with forms of various types in order to enable him to include a variety of documents into the system. Moreover, it enables the development of an index to build up index-based queries, and it supports the manipulation of the questions through the design and the building up of semantic structures. Through this, a working platform is developed to support the various steps within the process of research, as for example, the inventory of sources and literature, or the collection, analysis, and query of source contents. Thus, the system also serves as a means for the preparation of publications of research results in printed and in digital form. The design of the system, it's a typical client-server architecture. The server offers a number of services via a specified interface, and the client sends requests to the server, manipulates the returned values, and presents the results. The exchange of information between the two involved runs within the network according to a specified communication protocol. In principle, it is possible that several clients can use the services of the server simultaneously. For that reason, the server has a control and synchronization component which specifies the order of requests. Besides the synchronization of client requests, the server also takes charge of the communication with the databases and returns the result of the requests to the client. The relational database constitutes the third level within the whole application. Here you see a short cut of the database model. As you can see, users are stored in a customary user database and have access to the system via one or more accounts. Each account can belong to one or more groups, for which, for example, the projects of the CRC or any other research group can be specified. Additionally, certain functions, as for example project director or guest, are assigned to every single account. These have effects on the disposable functions of this account. Thus, a guest can, under certain circumstances, only have the right to read the documents, whereas a project director can not only make changes on his own documents, but also on documents of his section's colleagues. Thus, the user management of the system allows a distribution of rights, which ranges from looking at and recording documents to their indexing and linking with other documents. An owner of a document can pass on access to its contents and its header information to other users at any time. The documents themselves are also modeled in the data model. Each document is mainly represented by its type, by which also its most important characteristics are specified. The document type influences its storage as well as the access on its content. The type also specifies the layout of its associated inventory form. The relation between document and form in the data model specifies an amount of relevant fields as well as their respective types, which is automatically transferred into a corresponding form within the graphical interface. Via the table text, the contents of the document is stored as full text in XML format. Additional formatting details provide for an appropriate display in a text widget on the graphical user interface. And in the following, we want to show you some parts of the graphical user interface of the clients. The main components consist here of user accounting, document inventory, document selection and document access, keywords and content indexing, data retrieval and data export. And we want to show you the parts document inventory and the keywords and context indexing and the document selection and document access. And this will Ansgar do, who is the main programmer of the system. So I'm only responsible for the design.
So I try to explain you some parts of the graphic user interface. After the successful identification of the user via login form, all documents accessible to him are listed. Within the system, the documents are identified via unique identifiers. These consist of a code of the prospective project for the research team for which they were put into the system, a code for the document type, and an auto-incremented four-digit number defined for these two criteria. The further attribution of information as are linked with the database via these document codes. The other columns of the list, which you can see, indicate the date of the last processing, a signature, as well as a subject line containing the short description of the document. Using the radio buttons above the list of contents, the user can configure the displayed list. For instance, he can receive a list of all the documents within the CRC 600 accessible to himself. The list can also be restricted to his own documents or those documents who have been released for him personally. Because of the problem we have with a wide range of difficult kinds of documents, and like this, for every kind of document, different data to be restored. For each field of the mask, we have a description of it in the database. There is noticed which kind of input field it is, in which table the data has to be stored, or the position within the mask, and so on. It's not the right. Through this kind of administration of forms, the system can easily be extended to additional types of documents, or existing documents can be changed. The entry form for the whole as a whole is divided into a maximum number of 9 sections. These are inventory data, a brief description or summary, the recording of the text, an appendix, commentary, personal entries, and at last a field for the indexing of the whole of the document as a whole. Each of these sections can be separately be released to other users of the system. An additional standard of quality can be archived through the further extensional components of the system. The computer-generated indexing. The user can highlight parts of the contents of the document, link these sections to various indices. On the right hand of the screen, you can see the text of the document in which individual passages of the text have been highlighted. Different colors refer to different tabs. For example, the passages highlighted in yellow belong to the field poverty. The ones highlighted in orange belong to inclusion, exclusion, and so on. These markings correspond with the links to the indices displayed on the left-hand side. The keyword list can be extended by each individual user as well as by a group of users working interactively together. The linking between the text and the index can be used in two directions. In the index, the linking with the document is indicated by the unique identifier of the document. In connection with each index entry, a list of documents is displayed. In this way, the user can find all documents accessible to himself, which also contain a text passage stored with the same entry of the index. The list can also be restricted by using the radio buttons, as I show with the in the view with the selection of the documents before. In the opposite direction, the links become visible when the mouse glides over the highlighted passages. In this case, a window appears displaying the corresponding indices. A great advantage is the fact that the server program provides immediately communication of all changes and extensions in connection to the processing of the documents to the registered users. The system which we have presented to you has been used in the projects of the CRC 600 since autumn 2004. At the time being, documents are mainly recording by the single projects. In connection with this continuous further development, a new version will be ready in the next few days, and after a phase of intensive testing will be made available for the entire CRCs before the summer of 2006. Moreover, the essential parts of the system will be completed by a component for publication, so the documents and results of the research can be published in the internet as well as in classical print medias. The plans for this include a standardized XML export. Thank you for listening.
Is your project internationalized? In other words, can it be operated in other languages than German, the background text?
Yes. It is, the data is stored in XML format that is used. We use standardized XML coding schemes for data from humanity for the humanities, for example, TEI encoding, and we use Unicode to code all non-ASCII character. So the data is exchangeable and the system can import and export data from other languages than German.
You mentioned the whole application is done in Tickle and TK. Did you find any real significant advantages to using Tickle and TK as you were doing the development?
It is very...
What's your favorite language?
It is... We have some other projects also done with Tickle and TK. For example, graphical user interfaces for CD-ROM publications. There are nearly 10 projects we are currently doing in Tickle and TK. So it was the right decision to do this also in Tickle and TK. And it is very easy to use for us.